on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line. She plays for the RMAC regular season champion Maverick softball team. Sarah Stottle joins us. Sarah, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great having you with us today. And I know that last weekend had to feel a little weird because you were supposed to play Fort Lewis. You're going to go down to Durango to wrap up the regular season after you already had clinched the RMAC regular season title. But they canceled, and it wasn't because of COVID. It was because it was going to conflict with their graduation ceremonies. I guess for the team, nice to get that weekend off, but also there's probably that part of you. It's like, man, we want to stay in the groove. We want to play another series and then head into the RMAC tournament this Thursday. Good or bad for your club that you felt like that you had the weekend off? Didn't really have a choice, but was it a good thing to get some rest right before the RMAC tournament?
I actually think it was really beneficial for us to get some rest. We have some nagging injuries with a couple girls, so having that weekend off and not having to push to go hard for four games that I think really going to help us going into this tournament this weekend.
Sarah Stottle from Redondo Beach, California, redshirt senior for the Mavericks, and has been a second-team All-RMAC selection in 2019, was on the RMAC Gold Glove team in 2019 as well, and a three-time RMAC All-Academic selection first team, and a couple of honor roll selections as well in 2018-2019. Sarah, let's talk a little bit about your club this year. Offensively, this team has been dynamite. Your pitching has been also outstanding as well with some of the arms that you currently have in the pitching circle. But from an offensive standpoint, one of the better Maverick softball teams you played on from that perspective?
It's a really fun team to play with. I've been fortunate enough my years here that we've been very strong all my years here, but there's just something special about this team. We all have full trust in each other, 1 through 9. We know the girl can get the job done. It's really exciting to play, and we're looking forward to this weekend, and we love hitting together and love playing off of one another and just getting the ball rolling.
Well, Brooke Domer, she's had a great season in your lineup. Lauren Wedman, Ellie Smith, both in the pitching circle and at the plate. She's had a great season as well. But you're right. I mean, this is an offensive lineup that has made it really tough on the opposition, hitting .389 this year as a team. I mean, this has been an incredible offensive season for the Maverick softball team.
Yes, it has been. We love playing together. The energy just keeps rolling off of each other. If someone's having a bad day, we always know that the girl behind us is picking us up, and it makes it a lot easier to have to when the game's going, because we don't feel the pressure on just one person. We know that we can do it as a team.
CMU softball player, outfielder Sarah Stottle joining us on the program today. Ellie Smith's had a great season. Paige Adair, Shay Mauser in the pitching circle. Who's the one you would not want to face? And let's say it's an RBI situation, chance to win the game. Who would you not want to face of those three teammates?
Probably Shay, because she knows my weaknesses coming in when she has a very weird windup in motion, and being a lefty, you don't see the ball until it's out of her hand. So it gets on you late, and she has a really good changeup. So that's probably who I would not want to face in that situation.
None of them would be my choice, to be quite honest. Yeah,
none of them.
100%. Yeah, I mean, all of them would be tough. But yeah, it sounds like Shay's kind of got a little bit of the book on you. She knows you well, Sarah. So
yes,
she has a little bit of an advantage there. Sarah Stottle with the CMU softball team, RMAC regular season champs, getting ready for the RMAC tournament. It's now been what, 5 consecutive years, Sarah, of winning the RMAC regular season title. Talk about great success and consistency. With changes in head coaches during that period of time, just how has this team been able to stay together to do that, to have that kind of consistency despite some changes at the head coaching position?
We've been very fortunate that the team camaraderie has always been extremely strong for us, and each year, whoever the leaders are for that team really rally the girl and make sure we stay together. It doesn't matter who's coaching us. As long as we stay together as a team, we know that we're strong enough to keep doing it and do what we do best.
Sarah Stottle with the CMU softball team joining us on the program. I mentioned you're from Redondo Beach, California. Give us the Sarah Stottle story about how you found out about Mace and how you ended up coming to Grand Junction.
I found out about Mace. I was playing at a tournament back in Palm Springs, and at the time Coach Garcia was the head coach. And he saw me play, and I had a really good day. He talked to my coach, and then we came out to Colorado for a tournament. And I came over to Grand Junction, visited the school, fell in love with it. I knew I wanted to change from back home, experience seasons for the first time. And the school had everything I wanted. They had the major I wanted. I could tell the girls got along really well, so I knew it was a perfect fit for me.
Now, it says here you're majoring in sports management. Is that still the track that you're on, sports management?
Yes, I'm actually finishing up my master's in sports management this month.
That's right, because you already graduated, correct?
Yes.
So you already have that behind you, working on the master's now. So it says you want to go to law school, work for a pro sports team, or go to law school and practice sports law. So is that still the idea for you, that going forward, that you'd like to become an attorney and work in sports law?
The law school route, probably not, because I don't want to go to more school at the moment. Maybe in the foreseeable future, not right now. Right now, I'm probably looking at a more college athletics path. And I've been a graduate assistant in compliance with Austin Kaiser here at CMU for the past year. So probably looking more at that route now.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from having that job, about the compliance job? Because there's a lot of work that goes into that in terms of dealing with all the sports and making sure student athletes are compliant and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I'd imagine you learned quite a bit from that experience.
Yes, 100%. I knew a lot went on behind the scenes, but being involved in it, you really, truly see down to the nitty-gritty everything that goes on an everyday basis to make sure throughout the year that all athletes are eligible and ready to go.
CMU softball player, outfielder Sarah Stottel joining us on the Team Sports Network. Mavericks will play at 4 o'clock on Thursday at Bergman Field in the RMAC tournament against either Colorado Mines or Regis. Sarah, your team swept Mines at Bergman Field during the regular season. You went to Regis, you won 3 out of 4, but they handed you that first loss of the season when you played over there. How much does that stick in the back of your mind and your teammates' minds about a chance to play Regis again? And thinking back to that only loss that you had all those weeks ago.
It definitely sticks out to us. It still gets brought up at practice a time or two that we don't want that feeling again. We need to learn from that. I think if we're put in that situation again, we'll be able to handle it much better. The girls, we're much more confident as a team now, and I truly think that we're ready to go for this weekend.